this next article. So this is so stupid. From 95.7 thejet.iheart.com. So this is like an article from a radio show. Beauty queen Sue Pageant for picking contestants based on appearance. I don't know. Like, what did they think a beauty pageant measured?
The beauty of the soul.
I guess. So they're saying it's a vehicle for sex. So basically the suit, which is like done by this anonymous feminist group, and they're teaming with these pageant. They're saying that it's a vehicle for sexist values. Sexist values meaning like being attractive to men, which I agree. Yes, a beauty pageant is a contest about which women are conventionally attractive by traditional standards, i.e. what men find attractive. That's the point. So don't enter it. Go do something. Go do literally anything else. Go eat your fucking lesbian girlfriend's pussy. I don't know. Like, you don't have to join a beauty pageant if you're not beautiful. But they're saying it's a...
But they want the fame, the attention, the money.
Yeah. Oh, holy shit. Croy actually called it. So it says the pageant's rules are illegal since French labor law forbids companies from discrimination based on morals, age, familial status, or physical appearance. Oh, so it's a French beauty pageant. So they're saying that it discriminates, even though it's not, you're not an employee. So it's not they're saying they're using a labor law. So they're not hiring you as an employee and discriminating based on your physical appearance. It's a beauty pageant. You're not an employee. You're a contestant. Literally, so in a contest to see who's the most beautiful.
So it says the requirements are things like minimum height, 5 feet five, no tattoos, no piercings other than ears, plus entrance, because they're entering something, they're not being employed, need to be single, have never married, and to not have children. They also can't change their hair or gain weight.
Oh, imagine just what percentage of female rules out.
They're trying to, so I get it now. They're using this labor law, which is designed to keep the uglies from getting fired for offending people's eyes. To try to apply to beauty pageants. And so I'm going to call it right here. This isn't being filed by the actual, let me double check this. Oh no, it's three former Miss France candidates. So it said there was like a French feminist. No, they're teaming up with a French feminist group. So it's three former candidates. So basically butthurt losers who got voted off the island because they were fat or ugly or whatever. They're now teaming up with feminists saying, if I can't have it, no one can. And they're trying to shut down the pageant because they didn't win. And they're trying to use this obscure French labor law about physical appearance to shut down a beauty pageant.
So I'm guessing they're going to win based off this part in the article. Quote, in fact, in 2013, a judge ruled in favor of contestants of the Mr. France pageant who sued for similar reasons.
Oh, well, I guess there's no Miss France anymore. So just move it off the island or whatever, like go compete. And this happens. It's like in California. So they passed a law that everyone in California has to wear a condom during sex. So basically you couldn't film porn in California anymore. Otherwise you'd have to wear a condom, which the intention was like to not spread AIDS or whatever, which is like, A, you can't enforce that. But B, no one really wants to watch a porn where they're wearing protection. They want to see the raw dog. They want to see the money shot. They don't want to see a dude slipping on a fucking jacket right before he goes to town. So all that really did was it just drove all these porn companies out of California. Even if they were based out of California, they had to like run to Nevada to film anything. So it didn't, it's so stupid. So all this is going to do is what they're going to have. I'm calling it right now. They're going to have Miss France, but they're going to have to hold it in another country. They're going to have to basically move their corporate headquarters to like Germany or something. And they're going to have to hold the pageant outside of France, but it'll be for only French citizens, but they'll have to come into Germany to compete. And it's just so stupid. These well-intentioned thing, but then what do you have? You have these contestants who lost using an obscure law to get revenge on their contest they didn't win with sour grapes and fucking butthurt. And it's basically weaponized butthurt. That's what this is. Weaponized butthurt.
It's just various forms of communism.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about equality, I guess. But no, this is just, it's not communism. It's that they lost the contest. And they're trying to destroy the contest out of spite because they didn't win. So it's like, oh, it's like these kids who, you ever watch those, I don't watch TV anymore. The America's Got Talent or American Idol or those types of tryout shows. During the tryouts, you have these people who can't sing and have no talent, and they basically get told to go away, and they get really angry because they have this, I don't know who told them they were talented or who told them they sang well. Maybe people didn't want to hurt their feelings.
They probably grew up being told they're special and unique and talented in every way as kids.
Right. So you have, I mean, these are beauty pageant contestants. They're probably fairly attractive. They're just not the most attractive. So other women beat them. Like maybe they're considered a 9, but they're not a 10. And so the 10 won, and they're really butthurt. Because they're used to having guys eating out of their hand and everyone kissing their ass and telling them how beautiful they are. And it's like these women on Tinder who get hundreds of swipes a day because these guys just swiping right on every girl, trying to play the numbers. So these girls who are like fat, ugly 3s get like 500, you know, matches. And then there are like all these guys, like, and they think because they got 500 matches that they're a catch. Even though they're not. These are like thirsty guys, mostly from India, just swiping right on everything, building up these girls' egos, and now they think they're something. When they're something all right, something fat and disgusting. But it's just, this is the thing. So yeah, I mean, it's France. What are you going to do? I just think it's like so stupid. It's a beauty contest, and they're suing. Say like, oh, you're using appearance to judge a contest about appearance. It's like, anyway, our last article.
Also, one little thing. I just got home, so on the way back, I was listening to the previous article before from Gateway Pundit, the one with the 10 million lawsuit. Earlier this week, I heard other content creators covering it, and in the Gateway Pundit, they keep it really short, like 4 or 5 sentences. They did not include the fact that the guy was, before he got fired, he was all supporting the diversity and inclusion equity program. He only turned against it when it affected him. So I think, I know the Gateway Pundits are definitely right-leaning, a bit biased to the right. I think they probably left that out because they just want to talk about it's a win for white people, for white men.
Well, yeah, no, what... Everyone thinks that if they're a good ally, if they virtue signal hard enough, because most people know that it's like there was this ban on the street experiment where they asked everyone, oh, would you open your home to a migrant? Like, oh, of course, it's very important that we open up our homes to migrants. Like, okay, well, here's Paco. He's going to go live with you. Like, oh, no, he can't live with me. I don't have room. Oh, I can't do it. So it's like everybody virtue signals until it's time for them to sacrifice. Then all of a sudden they make excuses. It's like, oh, we eat the rich. Or like the perfect example, Bernie Sanders. Mr. Millionaires and Billionaires until he became a millionaire. After he made $1 million, all of a sudden it was, oh, the billionaires. Yeah, we got to get the billionaires. Like, what happened to the millionaires, Bernie? Why not get the millionaires too? Oh, well, the millionaires, they worked hard for their money. You can't... You know, the millionaires are okay. Let's just go after the billionaires. And then what you're going to do is you're going to have these like virtue signaling leftists become billionaires. And then it'll be like, oh, the trillionaires, they're the real bad guys. But the billionaires, they're okay. Because it's just as long as it's basically everyone, not them. You know, like, oh, but not me. I was a good ally. I shouldn't be fired for being white. Oh, go fire those evil alt-right Nazis. The problem is, especially most places, they're all fresh out of evil alt-right Nazis. They've already fired them all. So now your pasty white ass is on the chopping block. Because the wheel of progressivism and racial politics and victimization never ends. And it will eventually, once white men are all gone, it'll be white women and then Asian men.
That's why it's best to stay clear, stay out of the way, and let them attack each other. Just like in the beginning of the show, the trans woman and the lesbian thing.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. I'm so glad.
We just stay clear and out of the top.
No, I'm not. I'm a proud supporter of the trans community. I love it. I love everything they're doing.
You said against them, of course.
Absolutely. Fucking, I will proudly wave the bacon flag of victory.